Welcome to Shalom Achshav and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas Haim Yaakov Sholem and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kamo Daf Kuvtes. The Gemara in Udalev brings regarding the Pasuk, which is brought down in Parshas Nosoi, that a person who is Nishba LaSheker to somebody else, and then that someone does not have anybody to inherit him. So then he brings the money and the korban to the Kohanim. Says the Gemara, who are we talking about that has no Yorshim? Is there anybody in Am Yisrael doesn't have a Yerush? Says the Gemara, yeah, we talk about Gezel Hager. Talk about someone who stole from a Ger, from a convert, who had no children and he has no Mishpacha. And this will be the basis of all the Sugi here in Gezel Hager that Gemara is going to speak about in this daf and the next daf. Now this Parsha has a very deep message to it. Because when you look at this Parsha, it seems to be completely not in place. We know that the first place that Torah speaks about a goyzel v'nishba l'sheker is in Sefer Shmos and Parshas Mishpatim. That's where Lechorah belongs. Talk about Mishpatim, the dinim between Adam and Chaveru. What is Parshas Noso speaking about? Parshas Noso is recounting Am Yisrael. We have the Golim of Am Yisrael going around the Mishkan and the travels of Am Yisrael in the Midbar. And then when the Torah is speaking about the camping of Am Yisrael and Am Yisrael camping around the Mishkan, suddenly we turn around and we switch to speak about Gezel Hager. And the parsha starts, Daber Abnei Yisrael Isha Isha Ki Yasu Mikol Chatas Odom Limol Mal Ba'ashem. What is this doing over here? What's the shaykhis of this parsha in this place? So Chazal and Sefer HaZoyah tell us something very deep. They say this is referring to really any type of chet, any type of aveira. Because every avir that a person does, he does a chet ba'adam and he's moil mal ba'ashem. And the Chazal tells us over there, the mashal, the famous mashal brought down in Medrash, person sitting in a boat and he starts drilling a hole beneath his chair. So they come and tell him, what are you doing? You're going to cause the boat to drown. He says, what do you want from me? I'm just drilling under my seat. They say, you don't understand, your seat is tied up with everybody else in the boat. If you're going to drown, then you're going to drown everybody else with you. So Chazal tell us, when any time a person does a chait, he is choyte ba'odom, he's causing a chait to his friend, and he's moel ma'al ba'ashem. And he's betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivyochol is poigim klape ma'al. Why? Because we're all in the same boat. We're all together, sitting together in the boat. If you drill a hole in the boat, you ruin it for everybody else. This is the message of a goyzel v'nishba l'sheker. Goyzel from his friend, v'nishba l'sheker, he's doing a shvu'a klapei malo. He's ruining it all over. And immediately, that's the reason this parasha is brought down here. Because now the Am Yisrael is sitting together in one machane around the Mishkan. We're all one nation, rests around the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we're living. Now we just created, so to speak, the boat. We're all in the same boat. The Gilu Shechina B'Tachtoinim and Am Yisrael together. Now we realize how chomer is every Aveiro. But there's more to it. As the Me'ah Shiloyach, as the Ejvitz says, why specifically are we talking over here about Gezel Ager, stealing from Ager more than anybody else? Because when you steal from Ager, it seems like there's no way out of it. You steal from somebody else, you can always give it back, either to him, or to his children, or to his family. But the Ager, there's nobody to give back to. So you would think, look how bad an aveir is. A person ruined for Am Yisrael. He ruined Kav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes there's no way to do tshuva. But the chiddush of the Torah is, like the Ishmael says, there's always a way to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even when you made a hole in the boat and you drilled a hole that will drown the entire boat, there's still a way to do tshuva. That's the whole message of Gezel Hager. Even Gezel Hager, there seems to be there's no way out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you a way out. You bring the money to Beis Hamikdash, to the Kriyanim, that will be your solution. So this parsha in one end shows what the severity of what Aveira could do, and the flip side, how great is Tshuva that can fix even the greatest Aveira in the world. This is the message of the parsha that our sugyas are speaking about. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.